So how is whole brain power different? How are you going to answer that?
When you have a rubber mallet in your hand or an S-ring hammer in your hand and you're contracting the forearm muscles, what you're doing is releasing a chemical called IGF-1.
What is that?
It's called insulin growth-like factor. And that chemical actually migrates into the brain and helps produce supergrowth called BDNF.
Is it the physical activeness of holding the mallet?
You got it. The hands grow the brain. And when you're doing the cursive handwriting, you're firing your cerebellum and the Purkinje fibers. And when you're learning whole brain power, you are growing your working memory and you're having an understanding of the mechanics of the mammalian brain better than any program in the world.
And my sleep is incredible. I used to sleep, and I'm not even exaggerating, I used to sleep in 3 to 4 hour naps. Now, I slept completely through the night, and I remember waking up saying, wow, I got about 8.5 hours of sleep. I did not wake up throughout the night. I did not need anything to wake me up. In fact, I got up that morning, and I poured a cup of coffee, took a couple sips on it, and I reached for my mallet and started pounding it.
When I started whole brain power, my mood elevation dramatically increased easily within the first week. I had difficulty waking up in the morning, feeling that anxiety, feeling kind of depressed. Life is hard, but my life is particularly hard. And whole brain power has turned that around.
To watch someone's HDL increase over 50% by bouncing the ball off of a hammer is absolutely amazing. And so I worked with the hammers really hard for 30 days. On my company blood test, my HDL went to 91. And my doctor looked at me. I told him what I was doing, and he looked at me like, okay, in a little bit of disbelief. And he says, whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Michael pulls out his forearm, and he asks you to touch it. And if there's my forearm and his forearm and a 3-inch in diameter steel pipe, the two similar things are Michael's forearm and the steel pipe. The touch feels no different than a piece of steel. You never felt that in another human being.
He took my club out of my hand, turned it upside down, hit it left-handed, he flew it over my ball. I said, Michael, what in the heck is going on here? I want some of this. What are you doing?
You go back to Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Thomas Jefferson, Edison, Franklin, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Tiger Woods, Steve Nash, Brady, Montana, Breeze. Guess what all these people are?
What?
They're all whole brain thinkers. And here's the common thread. Every one of them is ambidextrous.
I went down to San Diego for the 4th of July, and everybody's, you know, running around in their bathing suits, and my friends were like, geez, man, like, you know, what have you been doing? Like, you changed your diet? You've been working out? Like, I mean, it was stirring up quite a little buzz there.
Did people think you were on steroids?
Yeah, actually, one friend did.
So what whole brain power does, it activates savant-like skills. But it doesn't make you a savant. It mimics what savants actually do easily, but we get a little glimpse of it.
My hat size got bigger. My feet got bigger. I grew a half an inch in about a year and a half. And I'm pretty sure that just the additional blood flow to the brain from all the whole brain power things played a big part in that.
So I had social anxiety. I was at 25 getting crow's feet around my eyes because when I spoke with Michael, he told me I was playing so much video games for so many years that my brain was actually shrinking and my eyeballs were being sucked into my skull.
You would think it would be tedious and you would be immediately bored of it and wanted to do something else. It didn't work, but no, it was not. My brain liked it. And while I'm doing it, it was therapeutic to me. It had a calming effect on me. For some reason, this repetition and continuing to do it longer and easier and more was satisfying to me. It's the craziest thing.
I remember when he started actually teaching me just a few things, just maybe a few times after I met him. And then I saw him a few months later, and he taught me one thing. And seriously, that one thing, I gained 30 yards in maybe a week's time. And that's when I was like, whoa. I was amazed. I was.
So you knew that this guy knew some things you didn't know about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I go to the gym, I eat right, I do lots of things, but if you had to say what was the new variable, it was definitely adapting the strategies of whole brain power.
My life changed for the better, and I've never had a 100-day period in my life where I've had more days, at the end of the day I go, this is the best day of my life. And almost for no particular reason, just that I've extracted everything from the day that I wanted, and it's great.
I don't wake up thinking, oh no, I have to do this stuff because Michael Senoff is going to ask me if I did it. I get up and I want to hit the hammers. I get the kids off to school, I want to come home and start doing Da Vinci writing. I mean, I love doing this stuff because I know I've only been doing it really deliberately and dedicated for about a week, 8 days, but I'm just so alert and energetic, getting things done now. I mean, I've been looking forward to 28 days or 30 and 60.